Where did you go? Better. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
I never worked for Russia.
Last week, we learned that back in 2014, Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, hired a tech firm to rig a CNBC poll, rating top business leaders in Trump's favor. Not only did it not work, Trump didn't make the list, but there's this reporting in the Wall Street Journal. Quote, Mr. Cohen called CNBC and threatened that Mr. Trump would sue over his poor standing in the ranking, arguing that the news channel was ignoring the will of the people. People familiar with the matter said. CNBC didn't respond to the threat, and Mr. Trump didn't sue. Tim, this is a story so full of all the idiocy of the times in which we live.
Even when they try to rig a poll, they can't get a majority of Americans to say that Donald Trump is a great businessman.
But it's all corrupt. I mean, they don't play anything straight.
Well, from then, you know, this is early 2015. This is before he's even declared his candidacy, and they try to rig two polls. One is Donald Trump a great businessman? They fail. Another one is a Drudge poll that Trump should be one of the leading early contenders for the Republican nomination. That doesn't work either. And Trump's so irked that their finagling doesn't work. And by the way, they paid for this in cash, stuffed
like
in a Walmart bag at Trump Tower. Still didn't work. He then turns around and sues them for not following through on his rigged efforts with his poll.
Literally nothing is on the up and up.
Nothing. The guy Cohen hired to do this, according to the Journal, showed up at Trump Tower looking for $50,000 he was owed. And when he did, the report says Cohen gave him a Walmart bag with $12,000 to $13,000 in cash and a boxing glove he claimed had been worn by a Brazilian MMA fighter as payment. It's like a scene out of the world's dumbest heist movie. So Cohen also asked the guy, while he was doing this, to set up a Twitter account called Women for Cohen. This is a real account. It was created back in 2016. It's for, quote, women who love and support Michael Cohen. Strong, pit bull, sex symbol, no nonsense. Basically, Cohen asked this guy, help me rig the election. Well, hey, while you're at it, could you make people think girls like me, too?
Trump's America in the USFNA, where eagles fly and your apple pie on Independence Day, where the children all say Christmas and the men don't take a knee, and the women let you grab them by a word that starts with P. Great again, yeah, we're great again. We'll vanquish all our enemies like France and CNN. We're great again, don't make me say it again. So suck it, other countries, 'cause we're great again. When we needed a hero, one man would heed the call, with two huge hands to lift us up and something else that isn't small. Two tweet out justice with hair like freedom's flame, a very stable genius, and Donald Trump's his name. He's bringing us together, united we must stand. As long as you're a straight white Christian, Fox News watching man. So all you liberal snowflakes, listen hard and listen good. It's morning in America, and Trump's got morning wood. Great again, we're making it great again. We'll build a wall of solid gold to keep our greatness in. Great again, like 1850. 58 again. It's Donald Trump's America has made us great again.
Wow, wow.
Another beautiful day here on Mount Rushmore. Let's do our presidential roll call, shall we? Washington.
Here.
Jefferson.
Present.
Roosevelt.
Present. What is that infernal rocket?
Why, they're adding another head to Mount Rushmore.
Well, whose ever could it be?
Watch it, Jose. That hair is made of 24-karat gold. I had to melt down all my toilets to get that.
Welcome, newcomer. And who might you be?
Are you serious? I'm the 45th and best president of the United States, Donald Jesus Trump.
Oh, a new president. Well, let me be the first to say South Dakota is honored to have you.
I love the Dakotas. South Dakota, East Dakota, Dakota Johnson, Dakota Fanning. I know them well. Fantastic people. So great.
Well, if you've been added to Mount Rushmore, you must have accomplished something amazing during your presidency. For instance, I gave the Gettysburg Address 67 years ago.
Big deal. I score all the time.
Well, I also ended slavery.
That's not true. I've been making a bunch of federal employees work for free for 31 days.
Oh.
Well, during my presidency, we finished the Panama Canal.
Panama! Great song, filthy place. And who cares about a frickin' canal? I build golden towers with my name on them. And we have taco bowls.
Well, I wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Never heard of it.
I was America's first president. That's why I'm on the $1 bill.
You mean that money poor people use at strip clubs? Wow, I'm so impressed. Listen, losers, this place sucks. So I'm gonna take it from dump to Trump.
Whatever do you mean?
First of all, Goofy George, I'm making that old wig you wear an oil rig. You like it?
No, I cannot tell a lie.
I don't have that problem. Tiny Tommy, that dirty nose of yours is now a big, beautiful water slide.
Whoa, this is highly unorthodox!
Whoa, daddy likey. And you, fatty boom boom?
Theodore Roosevelt!
Whatever. I made your mustache a landing pad for the Space Force.
It tickles!
I hate it.
And I have a special surprise for you, honest Abe-hole.
Four!
What does that?
A golf ball. This whole place is now a Trump luxury golf course. And you are 4 under par, Kim Jong. Look at his little rocket dance. It's so adorable. I love you.
President Trump, with all due respect, Mount Rushmore honors the United States presidency. An office of courage and compassion for hundreds of years. To desecrate it in this way would be a slap in the face to both democracy and the promise of America itself.
I'm sorry, were you talking? I was tweeting that the Dalai Lama looks like a potato.
Mr. Trump, we're going to have to ask that you leave Mount Rushmore this instant.
Well, you can't, because it's no longer called Mount Rushmore. It's called Mount Russia. Mount Russia. That's what those hookers in the hotel let me do.
Oh.
Four!
My goodness!
Wow, nice shot, OJ.
This is just ridiculous.
You need to this is for him out.
And now, it's time for Deal or No Deal, Government Shutdown Edition, with your host, Howie Mandel.
All right, now, government's been shut down for like a month, and I spent 2 hours at TSA yesterday in Atlanta. They thought I was smuggling extra teeth in my mouth. So let's bring out the guy who said he would own the shutdown. He's the president, and we both got neckties long enough that they could get caught in a Roomba. Please welcome Donald Trump.
Hey, Steve, tremendous to be here, just tremendous.
Okay, now, earlier today, you went on TV, and you told the American people that you want to make a deal.
That's right, Steve.
All right, so we decided to do this in the only format that you can understand, a TV game show with women holding briefcases. All right, now, in your briefcase here, you got the deal that Congress offered you in December.
And I said, no deal.
Yeah, nobody's excited about that, player. What was your counteroffer today?
I want $5 billion for my border wall, and in exchange, I'll extend DACA, and I'll release the kids from cages so they can be free-range kids.
Okay, well, let's see the members of Congress that are willing to offer you new deals so this nonsense can go away. All right, what do you say, Mr. President?
Five.
You want to open briefcase number five?
No, I'm saying a lot of these women are fives.
On the day of the Women's March.
Okay, then I choose case number three, Fancy Nancy Palooser. I'm still working on a nickname.
That's a great start there, player. Okay, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy, how you feeling tonight?
Just normal, not like drunk on my own power or anything.
Okay. Now, you rejected the president's offer this afternoon.
I'm afraid I did, which is a real shame because I hate saying no to you, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Okay, I'm scared. Let's just see what's in your briefcase, Nancy.
Okay. $1 billion and you say Nancy's my mommy.
Okay. $1 billion for the border security, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's not $5 billion, and I need $5 billion because that's the first random number I said. No deal.
Oh, no. We're still fighting, Mr. Trump?
My God, you almost gave me a heart attack.
I'm so sorry, Mr. President. If the government's shut down, you can't do the State of the Union. It's for security reasons, not because I'm vindictive or anything.
I can't do the State of the Union? And guess what? You're not flying to Afghanistan.
Oh, no. I can't go on my vacation to a war zone. What will I do?
Boy, this is like watching two grandparents fight over the thermostat. All right, Nancy, you had your chance. Donnie, let's pick another one, please.
I'll take that older Jewish woman on case four.
Okay, that's Chuck Schumer.
That's okay. I'm just happy for any attention, you know.
Okay, Chuck, show us your offer.
Okay, my offer is whatever you want.
No, Chuck, we're not doing that anymore. Remember, we're not caving in.
Oh, right. Yeah, projecting strength, okay. Let me put on my fiery red cheetahs. Okay, my new offer is $15 and a pastrami on rye, you know.
Okay, deal or no deal, Mr. President. And remember, every time you choose no deal, 500,000 federal employees work another day without getting paid.
Cool story, bro. No deal.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of getting paid, I need to thank our sponsors tonight. Green beef. Yeah, it shouldn't be green, but ain't nobody at the FDA to inspect it. And old lady in an inner tube way out in the ocean. Yeah, the Coast Guard will be back soon. Hang in there, Beth. All right, let's pick again, player.
I sure will, player.
Hey, it don't work both ways. I ain't Kanye.
I'll go with case nine, Steve.
Okay, that's Playboy Mitch McConnell. No, Mitch, you can't just disappear in the middle of this. Come on out of there. Poke your head back out of that shell. We got a nice, juicy little piece of lettuce for you. Well, he's not going to be much help, Mr. President. I got to ask you, who are you playing for tonight?
I'm playing for a little charity called Habitat for Hannity. It helps Sean Hannity get a second beach house.
Oh, man, let's just pick another number.
Okay, who's on case 8? Is that Cardi B?
No player. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That's okay, Steve. Trump and the GOP are just terrified of me because I'm under 100 and I know how to use Instagram. I mean, just look at Mitch McConnell. He's already bird boxing.
I can hear the girl. Stay away.
All right, you know what? Why don't we just open 3 cases real quick and get this over with? Cory Booker.
Booker 2020.
Oh, my God, not another one. Congressman Steve King from Iowa.
Wines.
Well, at least the guy's consistent. All right, wait a second. This time it is Cardi B.
I know this ain't my business, but
shmoney.
Okay, you know what? This government gonna be shut down for like a year. Let's take a quick break.
No, wait. I wanna open that case from the Clemson football player.
Okay, that's not a briefcase. That is a Crave case from White Castle.
Well, I'd still like to have him open it, Steve.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Open the case, please.
Hamburgers.
Yeah. Oh, Steve, I haven't eaten a hamburger in almost 15 minutes. I'm going to make that deal.
What? You ending the shutdown for a hamburger? Well, I guess that makes as much sense as anything else that's going on these days.
In Russian news, the big story is anybody's guess.
The president appears to be on a collusion course with the law right now. His alleged lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was back on CNN last night.
The president's lawyer went on TV and basically admitted that his campaign might have colluded with Russia. And it really does seem like the pressure of the job is getting to Rudy, because last night he went on CNN and blurted out another one of his trademark accidental confessions. Rudy was interviewed by CNN's Chris Cuomo, and the way these two yelled at each other was like watching two guys play cards in the back of a butcher shop.
They hated Trump. Hated.
Hates your word, but clearly.
No. When you say that a man.
The inspector general,
two
of them, said it didn't affect their work. I wouldn't want to be investigated by anybody, and it was the right move to remove them.
No, they didn't. They were finished.
They wanted to.
Yes, they did. They don't pay any attention to the
I was raised by a guy who would have corrected the punctuation protocols. I'm saying that that was.
Let me explain.
The guy who was at the head of the AG at the time.
I'm hyperactive about the probe. Chris, let's be truthful. Let's be truthful, Donna. Come on now.
Always.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
And that was all, that was like, not even a minute into it. Rudy starts every interview like he's an hour 5 of a police interrogation. I want to welcome our next guest, Rudy Giuliani. You got me. I'll tell you everything you want to know. And then Cuomo asked Rudy about the latest bombshell in the Russia investigation. Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, shared political polling data with a business associate tied to Russian intelligence. And that's when Rudy made a stunning claim. He never said the campaign didn't collude with Russia. Just that Trump himself didn't collude with Russia.
Now you have Paul Manafort giving poll data up leading to this coincidence.
Well, you just misstated my position. I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes, you
have. I said the president of the United States. He said he didn't. He didn't say nobody. How would you know that nobody in your campaign...
He actually did say that, Rudy. He said nobody, and then he said, as far as I know.
He said that, he said it in a... Well, as far as he knows, that's true.
Look at him. Even he looks surprised by what he just said. Either that, or he's got a binder clip behind his head pulling back all of his skin.
But there must be another Rudy Giuliani out there who's been going around saying there was no collusion between Russia and the campaign.
Is it still the position of you and your client that there was no collusion with the Russians whatsoever on behalf of the Trump campaign?
Correct.
Russian collusion. Here's what they found. Zero. Nada. Nothing.
If anything, it's proof there was no collusion. Nobody talked about Russians. Nobody knew about Russians. There was no collusion with the Russians. No collusion with the Russians. There was no collusion. There was no Russian collusion. No Russian collusion. Case over.
Was there collusion? Come on.
Nobody believes anymore there was collusion.
Start on July 7th, 2017 in Hamburg, Germany, the G20 summit, the site of the first face-to-face meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin. That morning, you may recall, the New York Times reached out to the White House for comment on a story about Donald Trump Jr. and senior campaign officials meeting with Russians during the campaign in Trump Tower here in New York. Remember this timing as we look at how events unfolded in Germany, because around the same time in Hamburg, in the afternoon, President Trump and his then Secretary of State met with Vladimir Putin and the Russian foreign minister for more than 2 hours. Now, after that meeting, the president confiscated his interpreter's notes, giving an order not to reveal what was discussed in that private meeting. That is information that we now know thanks to the Washington Post and its reporting. Well, later that evening, the president sought out Putin, meeting privately with him and the Russian government interpreter without any other Americans present. Video of the event shows the president gesturing towards Putin during that dinner. You see it there, waving his hand in an apparent, you know, you and me kind of motion, pumping his fist, something we've all seen when the president does rallies or when he's on tarmacs with his supporters. Now, the very next day aboard Air Force One, the president reportedly dictated his son's misleading response to the Times' reporting. Don Jr. said at the meeting, they, quote, primarily discussed a program about the adoption of Russian children. All right, so days later, the Times obtained emails between Trump Jr. and a British publicist setting up the meeting, an exchange that offered dirt on Hillary Clinton, to which Don Jr. said, if it's what you say, I love it. Okay, more than a week later, the New York Times interviewed the president himself and was asked about the mystery meeting between Trump and Putin back in Germany. The president said, quote, it was not a long conversation, but it was, you know, could be 15 minutes, just talked about things. Actually, it was very interesting. We talked about adoption. All right, so the president then even tried to brush aside concern about that Trump Tower meeting, saying, quote, I think most politicians, I was just with a lot of people. They said, who wouldn't have taken a meeting like that?
Think about how much their argument has changed. It went from there were no contacts with Russians to there was no collusion with Russians to we tried to collude but nothing came of it to collusion is not a crime to there was collusion but it didn't involve Trump. If this keeps going, Rudy is going to be telling Trump, it's not jail, it's a gated community. We don't know exactly what Trump's level of involvement was in collusion, but we do know that as a politician and president, Trump has always admired Russian President Vladimir Putin and sought to emulate him. Even before he ran for president, he was desperate to be Putin's friend.
Do you have a relationship with Vladimir Putin, a conversational relationship?
I do have a relationship. I spoke indirectly and directly with President Putin, who could not have been nicer.
I was in Moscow a couple of months ago. I owned the Miss Universe pageant, and they treated me so great. Putin even sent me a present, beautiful present, with a beautiful note.
It was a beautiful note, handwritten, and it was delivered by a raven in the middle of the night. Just tapped. His beak tapped, and that woke me up. And we also know that Trump has had all kinds of business entanglements with Russians and Putin in particular, including the fact that as late as the summer of 2016, he was in talks with Putin to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. He was even going to entice Putin by giving him an apartment in the building.
One of the ideas for that Trump building, according to one of his business associates, was to give the top floor, the penthouse apartment in a 250-apartment block, to Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, as a way of attracting buyers.
Well, it's our understanding that they went on throughout 2016, weren't a lot of them, but there were conversations. Can't be sure of the exact dates, but the president can remember having conversations with him about it.
Throughout 2016.
The president also remembered. Yeah, probably up to, could be up to as far as October, November. Our answers cover until the election. So anytime during that period, they could have talked about it.
After he did that interview, Rudy went even further than that in an interview with the New York Times where he quoted Donald Trump as saying, quote, the Trump Tower Moscow discussions were going on from the day I announced to the day I won. Rudy's latest comments stand in such stark contrast to the president's previous version of that story that Rudy had to spend the day today trying to clean it up, telling NBC News just in the last hour, quote, my recent statements were hypothetical, not based on conversations I had with the president. My comments did not represent the actual timing or circumstances of any such discussions, to which Kellyanne Conway's husband, George, tweeted in a reply, Translation, I just make bleep up. If Rudy's having a hard time keeping his facts straight, it may be because the party line on Trump's business with Russia has shifted 180 degrees since the start of the campaign, beginning with Trump's claim that he had nothing to do with Russia at all.
I mean, I have nothing to do with Russia. I don't have any jobs in Russia. I'm all over the world, but we're not involved in Russia.
We could make deals in Russia very easily if we wanted to. I just don't want to because I think that would be a conflict.
It was a well-known project. It was during the early part of 16, and I guess even before that.
Could be up to as far as October, November. Our answers cover until the election. So anytime during that period, they could have talked about it.
It'd be funny if it wasn't so scary. Even the possibility that Trump could have been pursuing business in Russia throughout the campaign stands out against a backdrop of Russia-friendly policy pronouncements that we now know contributed to the suspicions that the FBI had about whether Donald Trump might actually be working for Russia. Suspicions that led them to take the extraordinary step of opening a counterintelligence investigation into the president in the early months of his presidency. But before they even got to that point, during the campaign, the president made these, at the time, bizarre statements while pursuing a business deal with Russia. He called for an end to economic sanctions against Russia, the one imposed by the Obama administration. He gave interviews in which he questioned the legitimacy of NATO. And he called on Russia to release hacked Democratic emails that Mr. Putin's government was rumored at the time to have stolen. What does it all mean for the Mueller probe? And what does it mean that someone sent Rudy out today to clean up the cleanup of his clarification?
There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian people.
I have nothing to do with Russia, folks.
I have nothing to do with Russia. I don't have any jobs in Russia. I'm all over the world, but we're not involved in Russia.
They said maybe Donald Trump is involved in projects with the Russian. The answer is no.
Zero. I mean, I will tell you right now, zero. I have nothing to do with Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia.
We know that Donald Trump has been parroting, puppeting, not just Soviet talking points, not just Russian talking, Putin's talking points on the invasion in Afghanistan. We know that Donald Trump had the desire and spoke of his desire to destroy and withdraw from NATO. We know that Donald Trump disparaged and disagreed with and disbelieved his own intelligence community when it came to the Russian meddling in the 2016 election. We know that Donald Trump, from your colleague Greg Miller's reporting, destroyed all the evidence, all the notes of his five meetings with Vladimir Putin. And we know that Donald Trump was more comfortable talking to Vladimir Putin with a Russian translator present, not the American translator. All unprecedented. What do we not know? What's the remaining mystery?
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.